Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. HopeSource withdrew its Pathways property on South Ruby Street from consideration as a sleep center location. The Ellensburg City Council and the Kittitas County Commissioners will meet at 5:30 p.m. Thursday in the Student Union Theater to review the 7 remaining location options for a sleep center. The South Ruby Street site generated public opposition due to its proximity to a child care center. In announcing the decision, HopeSource officials said they decided to withdraw to allow the process to move forward without the public divisiveness raised by the Pathways location. HopeSource intends to develop the site for 60 affordable housing units. A Puget Sound Energy representative will answer questions about PSE's wildfire mitigation and public safety power shutoff program and its bill discount rate from 4 to 6 p.m. today at the Carpenter Memorial Library in Clay Ellum. Depending on the household size and income, the bill discount rate program can save households 5 to 45% a month on their power bill. The Ellensburg School Board will accept Ida Nason-Aronica Elementary School Principal Joanne Celia Duncan's resignation at its meeting at 5:30 p.m. today at Ida Nason-Aronica Elementary School. Celia Duncan has worked in the district for 20 years. The Ellensburg Art Commission is having their Arts Awards Ceremony from 5 to 6 p.m. Thursday at Cornerstone Pie. This year's City Arts Treasure Award recipient is glass artist and photographer Julie Prather. Old School's owner Carol Cox receives the Arts Advocate Award. This is the final week of school year in Kittitas County. The last day of school in the Clay Ellum Roslyn School District is today. The last day in Ellensburg, Kittitas, Easton, and Thorpe School Districts is Friday. The Central Valley Rodders Ellensburg Open Car Show is Saturday on 3rd Avenue and Pine Street starting at 9 a.m. The show includes a fun run at 6 p.m. on Alder and University Way. This year's show is in memory of Bruce Harris. The Bonafide Band, featuring Nirvana's bassist Chris Novoselic and the Screaming Trees' Mark Pickerel, will perform at the Gust Fest concert on June 23rd in Umtanum Hall at the Kittitas Valley Event Center. The Gust Fest concert is part of the Ellensburg Music Preservation Project to preserve the history of music in Ellensburg. Multiple bands from throughout Ellensburg's musical history will perform at Gust Fest, which will run from 1 to 6 p.m. The concert is free and open to all ages, and there will be food trucks. Ellensburg Youth Baseball and Softball offers a chance for girls to continue practicing softball throughout the summer. Program is open to all girls who played in the minors and majors divisions this year, and more information is available on the league's Facebook page. The Fish Open Table Lunch is spaghetti and meatballs, mixed vegetables, and mixed fruit. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 75 degrees. Sunset is at 8:58 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 44 degrees. Winds will be 15 to 30 miles per hour. Find all this news and more details on our website, which is ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.